Hello and welcome to Talks.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Steph.
And today, we're talking about awkward first date fails. Now, a lot of people have experienced the whole awkward first date. Issues with finding places to park, your date not turning out the way that you thought it would be, the person being a creep. Maybe you were even catfished. You know, everybody's had some sort of weird date fails. And the other day, while scrolling around on the internet, we came across this website called boardpanda.com. And there's an article that lists 81 hilarious first date disasters that will make you laugh. And really all it is a collection of tweets describing people's terrible first date fails. And we thought it would be a fun idea to kind of go through these and laugh together and cry together and be thankful that wasn't us. Or was it? Who knows? We're sure going to find out. So what's up, Stephanie? How's it going this week? How are you?
I am doing absolutely great. I look forward to reading some of these tweets. I've read a couple of them and they're just hilarious. And I keep thinking, like, would I do it if I were in their place? Would I not? But before we dive into this article, Adrian, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am. What is your question? I need to know your question. It's probably going to be good.
What's something from our first date that is memorable, that was funny, or something that just sticks out in your mind?
Something memorable from our first date. Hold up. Now, I'm going to ask the question. It's going to get me in trouble. What are we considering our first date? Is that going to get me in trouble? No.
It's always been this, like, question thing. Like, is the place where you asked me to be your girlfriend our first date, or, like, the official place? I keep taking the pizza place as our first.
That Italian restaurant?
Yeah.
In the hotel?
Oh.
That was
you know why
date?
I take that as our first date?
Why?
Because that pizza was so good.
Okay.
It was so good.
Okay. On this particular first date, so we went to this great Italian restaurant in the first floor of this hotel. And it was so strange because we ordered like quite a few different things because we wanted to try a few different types of things. We got like pasta, we got like some appetizers, we got a pizza. And typically when you go to like a sit-down Italian restaurant, you're like, oh, the spaghetti or the Alfredo or the fettuccine or something. But with this place, all of that other stuff was like, it was just kind of, it was okay. You know, it was pretty good. Nothing was bad, but it was just like kind of eh. But the pizza was fantastic. It was so good. And we just ate all of the pizza and we had like leftover pasta and stuff. And we were like, we just should have ordered more pizza. Yeah, that's what I remember about that.
I love that being our first date. Because we talked about how much you and I both love pizza even before you came. And so it was like that perfect, like it was like the perfect date to have like pizza on our first date. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you should have something more fancy, blah, 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 or go to a coffee shop. But pizza.
Here's what some of the people are saying. They're like, oh, they went to an Italian restaurant on their first date. That's so boring. That's so plain. Look. When you're in a long distance relationship and you don't get to do that dumb, stupid, like relationshipy stuff about going to a restaurant and getting lasagna on your plate, you know, and eating lasagna with your BFF here. When you don't get to do that stuff, it's nice to just be able to go to dinner, go to a movie, do normal, like average Saturday night stuff. Okay? Okay? Don't judge me. Don't judge us. Don't judge us. Sorry. End rant.
I don't think people would have judged us that aggressively.
I guess I'm just judging it.
But I think, like, you all need to know, like, everything that surrounded our first date was just not very typical. We went on, I think, like a Thursday. It wasn't even like a weekend. It was like a Thursday evening. And we were actually supposed to do something else with, like, my family and friends of Adrian that had come with him, right? But we were like, okay, we need to like carve out time. So we did something in the afternoon. we rushed home, got ready for this date. And then we reached this place like at least I think 2 hours earlier. And Adrian's like, I reserved this for like whatever time. So what should we do for 2 hours? Oh, let's go to the mall. So we went to the mall and we were just roaming around the mall for like an hour and a half. And we're like, oh, should we just get coffee since we are here? So we got Starbucks. We sat there for a couple of minutes. And then he's like, oh, okay, now I need to call a taxi. Adrian doesn't know Hindi to talk to this taxi guy. And he wouldn't tell me where we were going. And I was like, I know the city. Just tell me. He's like, no. Just talk to this guy and tell him where we are. We get in and he still had to tell the taxi guy where to go without knowing Hindi. So it was the perfect first date because it was so like casual. So like, you know, it wasn't like there was not a lot of pressure on our first date. So it was just fun.
Yeah, it was definitely great to finally just get to do some like normal stuff, you know, that isn't weird long distance stuff. That was the best thing about it. It was a good like, oh, hey, this can work. We're just two normal people. We both have legs, even though we can never see it on video. We have legs and we can walk around and we can just do normal stuff like relationships, like couples typically do. It was like this crazy like realization, like the clouds parted and then this just very boring typical date day just like presented itself and we were just so amazed.
I loved that day. Anyway,
it was awkward. Our first date was pretty good, I would say.
Our first date was, I don't know, it was so much fun in itself that like all it was fun because of all these weird things that like took place. So that just kind of, I remember it. I love it when you come here and we go out on dates. I love it.
Now, Stephanie, now our first date was pretty good. It was, I would say it was fantastic. Best date ever. But do you have a first date story that did not go as well? Do you have any weird, awkward first date fails?
This is so awkward to talk about.
When you were dating other men besides me, was there anyone who you had a less than great experience with?
I can honestly say you're the only guy who I like officially went out on a date with.
Come
like,
on, what?
No, I'm being serious. Nobody was ever like, oh, we're going out on a date. Like, it wasn't like, so I cannot really say anything. Well, one, it was not a date, but there's this guy I was dating, like, you know, and we were getting to know each other, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And the first day, like, we were going to hang out just the two of us, apart from the friends. He had to go to a funeral.
Dang.
Anyway, and we were, like, in the middle of, like, of having, I think it was bubble tea or something we were having. We were at the mall and he got a call that he had to go, you know, at this funeral, do like certain ceremonies and stuff. And so he's like, since you're here, do you want to go? I was like, sure. Okay.
Wait. So, you went to the funeral?
Yeah.
On your first date, you went to the funeral?
It wasn't technically a date. Hold up,
y'all. You gotta see this. This is how it goes. She does this all the time where she's like, oh, I don't think I really have anything. Well, this one time I had to go to a funeral on a first date. It's like, what?
It wasn't like a first date.
It was switch. Like, she's just bait and switching us.
So basically, this is gonna out the person, so I'm not gonna say it, but
okay, we don't want to out him.
I don't want to out him, but because if I say any more details to it, everybody who knows me, who listens to this, will know who it is. But basically, he had to do something at a funeral, you know, because he worked at somewhere where he had to be at a funeral, and he's like, do you want to go? Should I drop you home? Do you want to come with me? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, why don't you come with me? It's like an hour drive to this place, and we'll pick up somebody as well, and we'll go. And I was like, okay, but I'm not wearing like funeral attire. And he's like, oh, it'll work. It's like, okay,
make it work. It's fine.
He's like, as long as you're not wearing red or like something bright, I think it's okay. And I think I was wearing like a dark blue or something. I don't remember, but yeah, he's like, oh, it'll work.
On brand for you, like a dark blue or dark gray or black or something. Very
okay. Your turn.
See, I don't have anything that can top that for sure. The first one that comes to mind, really the only one that comes to mind, is this one time. You know, I was talking to this girl. We're kind of getting to know each other, and she was like real athletic and like outdoorsy, and you know, I like being outside and stuff. So we went kayaking. I got my kayak and borrowed my cousin's, and we went out. You know, did a quick little kayaking trip on the river nearby, like really close in town. So we just brought him out there to the water. And by the way, Stephanie's looking. She's like, I haven't heard this story. But we went paddled around and stuff. And so this river that we're in is like, it's disgusting. And she must have been really into me because she agreed to go paddle around in this river. But like afterwards, everything, all our clothes, the kayaks, the car, everything just stunk so bad. Had that terrible, like, dirty, gross river smell. This is like a city river, right? It's like a river that flows near a city, and it's real muddy, like murky brownish red water. People will know if I say the Red River, anyone who's listening, we went and paddled around in the Red River near the city. So it was disgusting. And we went on a couple more dates after that, so I guess it wasn't too terrible, but It was all right. It was fun. It was fun little paddling, but it was sure was gross. That's all I got.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on that, Stephanie? It's not as good as your funeral story, though.
No, I don't have any. I was happy to go with him. Mm-hmm. I didn't really mind.
So, would you have
rather... My standards of going on dates are so low. People are like, she'd go anywhere on a date.
So, here's the question. Would you rather go to the bubble tea / funeral date? Or would you rather go to the kayaking and nasty river date? Which one sounds better?
I will say this. Okay. It sounds so cheesy and corny, I know. But it doesn't really matter where you go as long as the person you're with is actually really nice. You know, I think a lot, you get by a lot of things if the person that you're with makes it fun, kind of makes it, you know. I mean, I wouldn't mind getting lost or whatever, getting dropped in the dirty river, going to a funeral, as long as the person that I'm with is actually like worth it. But if the person's like a jerk, like, nah, out of here, dude.
So just to clarify, correct me if I misunderstand this, but what you're saying is that I'm really nice and you would rather go, and I'm awesome and I'm the best person ever, and you would rather just go paddle in the water with me. Is that
go
correct? Am
you.
I understanding? Babe, am I understanding it correctly?
Babe, I'd go anywhere with you.
Everyone listening in their car just like rolled down their window and threw up collectively on the highway. Like, just vomit.
Oh, gosh. No, but it's true. It doesn't matter where you go on your date, as long as the person that you're with is actually like somebody you're interested in, right?
Yeah. I agree. I do agree to that, though. Like, it does make sense. If you're in it for the person, then that's the main event. Don't criticize if the date's not expensive enough, you know, if the steak isn't the fanciest or the night out isn't the fanciest. Sometimes you just need a time to talk, you know, to get to know the person. So I think coffee dates are fine. They're super cheap. They're laid back, you know, like that's fine. That's what it's about. It's about getting to know that person, you know?
I think a lot of people around me, at least that I've heard of, they put very high expectations on like first dates or like date night and stuff. And I think that, you know, it's sometimes it's quite unrealistic. right? Like, oh, this person needs to come pick me up in this best suit. We need to go to like the best restaurant. We need to like, it has to be 5-star, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I would just walk down to get ice cream as a date and I would love it in my pajamas. I don't need to dress up. What? Like, I would love that.
You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here. Lower your standards. Lower those standards. You have those high expectations. Lower them.
But I also think that there are a lot of people like who would compliment. Like, if I was like really high maintenance of like, you need to take me to the best of the best restaurants, you would walk out that door. Or if you were like that, like, you need to be dressed to, what's it called? To your nines?
To the nines.
Or whatever. Hey. Yeah, like, you need to be, like, all decked up all the time. Like, I'd walk out the door. Like, you need to find somebody who is compatible with your taste. So, what I'm trying to say is, Adrian and I are very low maintenance. Yes. We're usually in our pajamas. We're currently in our pajamas.
No, they're sweatpants, Stephanie. They're sweatpants. Call them what they are. Okay. They're a step above.
Okay, let's get to reading some of these tweets. Some of the tweets that these people, these lovely listeners of ours, actually clicked on this for, not listening to our weird stories about first dates.
That's the bonus, right? You get that in there. Some personal experience and then, you know, laughing at others' misfortune as well. So
this is what people get. This is what people get. When you come to our podcast, when you listen to our podcast, you get to hear things that you want to hear and some extra things that we want you to hear. So,
and you know, this may also piggyback off of one of our previous episodes. This may be, you may find some good advice in here. You know, there may be some good recommendations. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's find out together. Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to read the first one, which I thought was such a brilliant idea. And it said, I once took a girl to Starbucks because I forgot her name.
Yo, that's a big brain move right there. That's so smart.
And especially like if you met someone through someone and like you've not been friends and stuff. I didn't have to do that because Adrian was my friend before we started dating. But I'm saying like, you know, like mutual friends, third party. I think this is like a great idea if you forget someone's name.
But see, my luck, I'd be taking out one of the weirdos who go in and when they ask for the name, they're like, oh, my name's Celine Dion. And then I'm like, oh, hey, Celine. And then she's like, that's not my name. That's my luck. That's my luck.
Or I would say another, if your friends set you up, just like do a sneaky text to your friend, like asking for the name again. Like, you know, like that. While they're ordering, just like sneakily text them, like, hey, what's this girl's name? Like,
yeah, if they know. Which is a random date, though, it probably won't work well. But check this one out. On the theme of some more restaurants. Date was so bad, I gave the waiter $20 to spill my drink on me to get me out of there. Yikes.
My God. How bad was that date, though, that you didn't even want to stay till dessert?
I mean, jeez. It's like that sometimes. You just got to get out of there.
See, I wouldn't know.
Dang.
I wouldn't know.
That's like that's like props to the waiter, though. That's pretty good service. Of course, $20, I'd probably do it.
Oh, it's a girl. That's also a lot. It's a girl who wants to get out. Mm-hmm. Like, the girl posted it.
Guy was probably a creeper or something.
Okay. Here, on another dinner date. Oh my gosh, this infuriates me right now. I read through it and it infuriates me. While at dinner, my date looks at me and says, if you just lose 10 pounds, you would be a 10.
Yo. That's rough.
Then, like, what? Oh my gosh.
My favorite part.
People are just jerks.
I see it here, like the end. I asked for dessert. Girl, get that dessert. Get that dessert. Yeah. You show them.
You do.
That is messed up, man.
Not only is that sketchy, it's like so rude. If it's on your first date, that's so rude. I mean, it's rude any day, but like, you meeting the person, they're like, you should lose 10 pounds. Like, what?
What kind of a sociopath?
You need face surgery.
Yeah, that's some serious, that's a giant red flag for sure. Here's more restaurants. I'm thinking restaurants are the theme of first dates. Good job. We were spot on. My date took me to a nice restaurant. Our server leaned into me and said, you're the third one this week. Hey, it's just not working out, you know? Also, I'm like, dude's got a fat wallet. He's taking all these people out to dates, you know, buying all these dinners.
Not only that, the server remembered. That means like it's not like a couple of days apart. It must be like back to back.
And it's probably been going on.
It have to be
more than just 1 week too.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't know. Okay. Let me ask you this. If a guy or a girl goes out on dates multiple times in a week, mm-hmm. right, with different people, yeah. is that bad? Is that good? Is that what is that? What do you think?
No, if you're just like trying to get to know people and such, I think it's fine. Like it's okay. If it's like a casual thing and you're just trying to get to know people, maybe you're looking for someone like specific, right? It's just not clicking. Some people do that. I'm not a big fan of it. I would rather take one at a time kind of approach. I don't want to take like a just quick, like, get to know you date. Date what? What are you laughing at? I see you laughing.
It's just so weird. Like, it's still so weird. We've dated for 4 years. And to me, it's still so weird to think about that you dated other people before me. It's just like odd. Like, in my head, it doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what this guy's doing. He's trying to find his Stephanie. You know, you had to cut through some of the weeds to get to the flower, you know?
And people proceeded to lower their windows and throw up.
Yeah, people are really, really feeling it this week for sure.
People are feeling our cringe this week.
Right. It is coming out this week. So,
but I will go with you and say, a lot of people, like, within the first date, they know that this person's not going to click with them, and they really want to know a lot of people and, you know, want to find love. And I don't think that's anything wrong, unless they're, like, in a committed relationship and then, you know, stepping out of it. That's different. But
yeah, this is a different.
I'm guessing, like, if it's, like, a get-to-know date, like, why not? Do you? Okay, I got one here. Oh, my gosh. He took me to a frog jump festival. We had to leave early because his wife showed up and she has a restraining order on him.
It just got better and better. It started out good. A frog jump festival? So they went to the frog jump festival.
Wait, what's a frog jump festival?
I don't know what that is. I'm going to look it up right after we're through with this. So it started out on a high note, and then it just got like better and better. His wife showed up and she had a restraining order. So didn't I see something about Tinder? Now you're able to do like a paid like background check on people or something. I've seen that
really
in the news somewhere. Yeah, I don't. So don't quote me on this. I may be spreading misinformation, but I've seen something going around about like being able to do like a background check on people before you go on a date with them. Like
I know,
apps.
I know now.
You might have to these days.
Now or I don't know what people have to do these days. I think it's I think that dating now is just become weirder and a lot more unsafe. All these weird stories about catfishing and, you know, people actually being scammers.
It's tough out there, y'all. Props to y'all still out there dating. Man.
Okay, my favorite is somebody's comment underneath the tweet that said, "What is the worst? What's the worst thing in this story? The frogs or the wife?"
Oh my gosh!
First of all, if you're married, dating, engaged, be faithful. Be faithful to your partner.
Bring it,
that's
Stephanie.
Number one.
That's the heat.
Be
that
faithful. If you cannot be faithful, do not be in a committed relationship.
Boom. Mic drop. I like
okay.
it. Check this one. Check this one out. My date was okay. complaining about me on Facebook while at the table. I found out because she accidentally tagged me in the post.
Oh, gosh, that's horrible.
You could tell it's a Facebook thing, because on Twitter, you would just be subtweeting them. You don't ever tag anybody. You know, you always just subtweet. But Facebook, man, oh my gosh. I would just leave, because you don't even know how to work Facebook. So, like, get out of here, man.
No, if you don't like the date, don't diss about him on social media or her on social media. Like, what?
Oh, there. This comment's good, though. Wasn't an accident.
Oh, yeah, because you'd have to put the name, and then the drop down thing would happen, and then you'd have to click their name. Oh my gosh, that's
dang,
just horrible.
That's where it's like, hey, can we get the check? We're just gonna roll on out.
That's oh my gosh.
Just cut your losses
horrible.
And go. I think it's okay. It's okay to end a date early. You know, if neither of you are enjoying it, you know, it's like, hey, you know, this was fun. Let's just head on home. Let me get the bill, and we're just gonna roll on out.
Here's another one. He said, from your photo, I thought you were too good for me. I'm glad to see that you've got flaws. Then he listed them.
Oh my gosh.
He went like, big forehead, small ears, disproportionate eyes. Like,
man,
what was
so
he listing?
Much. I'm so glad. We're so compatible.
What was he listing? Like, did he like literally come with a list down? Like, okay, this is what's wrong with her. That's horrible. Men and women, be nice to other people. Jeez. Oh, gosh.
I mean, it starts out with a compliment, though, because she's like, oh, from your photo, I thought you were too good. You know, it's like, so she's obviously like beautiful.
That's such a backhanded compliment, though. That's such a backhanded compliment. Like, oh, you posted this unrealistic picture of how good you are for me, but I look at you and you're just as flawed as I am. That's
well,
so
now,
backhanded.
Now I see what you're about average.
I thought you were a 10, but now you're about a 4.
Hopefully it's more like an 8. I guess it depends on the flaws that he listed, huh?
He said he listed flaws, so I'm guessing that he just like went, I thought you were a 10, now you're a 4. Oh my god, that's awful. You got one?
Let's check this one out. In the middle of the date, she called her ex and decided to get back together with him. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, they weren't over. She shouldn't have been dating. She shouldn't have been dating in the first place. You know, stay home. You know, watch the Netflix, eat the ice cream, eat the cookies, and think about it. And then, hey, you know, get over it, and we'll get back together. You know, you don't need to be out on the dating scene. You know, leave that alone.
You know what like tangent I went on? That the date was so horrible that she had to call her ex and be like, I'm not going to do better than you. I'm sorry. You must be a very nice person, but just funny. It's so bad. It's so awful that it's funny. You know what I mean? God. Okay, this is my favorite. This is funny. This is like, I think this is like an Asian mom. Okay. My mom and I went out to dinner, and she surprised me with a blind date. We ate dinner together, the three of us.
Wow. Yep.
That's such an Asian mom.
Yep. That sounds spot on. That is spot on. And she was like, do you like my daughter?
So what are your intentions for her?
Yeah, what are your intentions? And he's probably like, I don't know. You. I thought I was.
You invited me here. Oh my gosh.
Listen to this one.
That's weird.
This hits the theme that we've been on. Date.
Okay.
So, are you one of those crazy girls who looks up the criminal record of your date? Me, no. Date. Good.
Oh my gosh. I would be terrified. Good. I would be
That's
so
some like
terrified.
Ted Bundy vibes.
I'd be so terrified. I'd fake like a phone call and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. There's an emergency. I need to leave or something.
You'd be
like,
paying that waiter to spill the drink. Give him $20.
Yeah.
That's like, get out. Abandon ship. Get out.
Like, if you need, just spill all your food on me too. I need to just go. You found something, didn't you?
I did find something.
Okay, go ahead.
That resonates with my heart. It resonates.
Okay, I'm going to hold line. All right. Okay.
Here we go. He took me to a movie, pulled a used large popcorn bag out of the trash can, and went for his free refill. My heart.
That's gross.
That's such a good idea.
No, it's not.
That's such a good idea. Have you ever bought popcorn at the movie theater? It's so expensive.
But that's so gross. Like, think about this. On the first date, you're taking this person to the movie and they see you just like elbow deep taking out like popcorn and drinks.
Okay. Here's the advice. I'll tell the listeners here. So, this is not first date action. Do not do this on the first date. Do this on date 4.
Don't do this on any date.
Or like 14.
No.
This is like date 14 after you've like, you know, you've gotten used to each other, you're hanging out, and it's like, hey, we get the free popcorn. It's kind of gross.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's,
but
like,
it's pretty resourceful,
you both,
right?
You both have to be like on the same humor level for this to work. You cannot just like be a raccoon in the middle of the movie theater. Just like, especially nowadays, do not do that.
Yeah, this is gross. This is how we get coronavirus spreading around.
Yeah.
Don't do this. This is kind of gross.
Oh my gosh. Okay. He showed up an hour late, drove through McDonald's. You want anything? Then parked at a zoo and said, I don't want to finish that sentence.
What?
I just went through it.
What?
Parked at the zoo and said, I've got a condom.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
So many red flags. An hour late, drove. The date was that he drove through McDonald's drive-thru. Just turned at her and was like, do you want anything? Then proceeded to go and park in front of the zoo. And then said, I have a condom.
It's like, hey, we just want to do what the animals do, you know? It's natural. This is nature. It's how it works.
Like, haven't you heard the saying, it? Do it like the bunnies?
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh my God.
Here we go. We get our Mac and D's and head on to the zoo.
Oh my gosh. That's horrible. I should have read the whole thing before I started reading it. That guy is awful.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I have another one about jerk people. I went to a fancy place. He ordered and ate most expensive food on the menu. He went to wash his hands and never returned.
Yes. Dine and ditch.
No!
Kind of.
Oh
date.
My God.
That's very sleazy. That's
horrible. That's, oh my gosh. Think
but
about doing that.
That's like
that.
A thing, though. That's like a thing. I was seeing it online. There are people like, they're like known for this. They're like serial daters who just do it for free meals and they like bail before the date's over.
Oh, talking about that. Do you think on a date it should be a 50-50 split or one of the parties should do like a, oh, let me pay the whole thing? Because you know, I have a view on this.
Typically,
I don't know, what's your view?
Typically, when I initiate a date, when I ask someone on a date, I pay for it. If I'm asking them on a date, it's like, hey, I want to take you out on a date. And I'll pay for it. If they really like push and really want to do it, then maybe I'll let them pay for something. But I expect to pay for everything. If you're asking me on a date, then I'll go with you. You know,
you're such a Southern gentleman, aren't you?
Yeah.
So this is my perspective on it. Like, if you're on a first date, at least what I would do is if we were on a first date, I would want to split. And I did talk about it when you and I went on our first date. I did push a lot about, like, let me split this bill. And you're like, no, let me do this kind of thing. You can get coffee later or something. Would like for it to be a 50-50. And then on, like, once you get into, like, a serious relationship, then it can be, like, turns. Like, hey, let's go on a date that I planned, so I'll pay for it. Oh, the date that I planned, I'll pay for it, kind of thing.
But then like, when you get married, it's just back to 50-50. It's quote, 50-50, you know, because we're just
well,
going
it depends. It depends. Some people do not like to merge their That's accounts. True. They want to be true. Your money, my money kind of thing.
Here I am trying I'm talking with like coffee in my mouth. I can't even get the words out. I'm like That's why you shouldn't drink coffee during the podcast recording, I suppose. But what I was saying is maybe we should talk about financial stuff one day in a podcast. That could be kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, not only current financial stuff, but also like what we plan on doing once we get married, kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a little teaser for things to come. look, check out this one. This is great. This guy is my hero. We were walking outside and it got chilly. He said, "I guess I should offer you my jacket." Then added, "But then I'd be cold."
Props. I would say that. And if you had said that to me, I would laugh. I would be like, yes, you're the guy for me. That sense of humor, though.
Yeah, that's
again,
pretty funny.
It's like very, like a niche thing. Like you have to know the other person's humor to say it. Some people might think it's like rude, but it's like this. You have to be on the same wavelength with, you know, your humor. Like I would think it's funny. Some people might think it's rude, but I would think, like, it's so funny, I would burst laughing. Like, dude, yeah.
I think he found out, wow, she's not a planner. She doesn't plan ahead. She didn't check the weather.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, I have one. He immediately ended the date after I asked if his pet pig's name was Bacon.
Oh, no. He, like, just immediately, and he's like, all right, I'm done. I'm out.
My God. Oh, that's mean, but hilarious. Again,
yeah, that's a funny joke. I don't know if that's worth ending the date over.
I think it has to do with like your humor. And I always say sense of humor is very important in relationships. You need to know, like you need to have like that same level of humor, I think. I think that it's a big deal. Like, you know, if you're getting offended at everything that this person thinks is a joke, it's not going to work. So... Find sure. somebody who has the same sense of humor as you, is what I'm saying.
Well, find somebody who you can laugh with, right?
Yeah. Do you have one? Because I've got a very interesting one.
I do have one. Listen to this. Okay. We were driving to dinner, and he made me laugh so hard, I said, "I love you." And then followed up with, like, as a brother.
Oh my gosh, this person must be so nervous, I guess, because they said I love you and they're like,
oh, like as a brother. And it's like, oh, we're about to go on a date, all right then. Creepy creeper. What?
No, but I hope that they laughed about it because this person would have been so nervous about it. Like,
yeah,
I hope
that's a good laugh.
They laughed about it. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Okay, what do you think about this? Within 30 minutes, he revealed he had 4 kids with 3 women and announced, "I impregnated an 18-year-old with twins when I was 14.
What? What? What?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what this was.
Okay, so I guess it's good to get that out there on the first date, though, you know? Like... hey, be right up front. I got some kids. I got kids. You know, that is like a typical like thing you bring up on a first date, but you probably don't go into that much detail about, you know, where the kids originated and all of those details. That might be something you want to save a little later. That definitely scares some people.
I think 4 kids with 3 different people.
That's a
no.
lot. That's a lot happening.
Like,
that's
I have so many questions. Like, how old is this person right now? If they're like, oh, I'm 20 and I have 4 kids. Like, what?
It's like, hold up. Hold up. Is there something I should be concerned about? I think that would be the next question.
Yeah. But like, if they're like 30 or if they're like, you know, above that, they're like, oh, I'm 32. I have 4 kids. That's a different thing, isn't it?
Right. It is. But listen, check this one out. This is pretty relatable. First date, her. So what do you do for fun? Me, waste my life on the internet. Her, same. We both go back to staring at our phones. Oh. This is Gen Z trying to date post-pandemic.
Oh, this is so true. It's so true, though. You know, I was reading this article about, like, how social interactions have changed or are going to change post everyone coming out of the pandemic. And one of them was that the way people would date is going to be so different. Because, mm-hmm. like, you're my our generation made it like, oh, we need to go meet. We need to do blah, 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 you know, all of that. And then sudden out of wherever it trickled down to breaking up over text. And so they're talking about, like, you know, when they would start dating, getting to know people, it'd be so hard to do it face to face because all of their lives are on social media, that they'd be like, oh, just give me your like Instagram handle or TikTok or whatever. And I'll just see what kind of person you are.
Yeah. I was seeing some like research articles and stuff talking about, you know, social interactions with like some of the younger like generation, you know, teenagers and even a little bit younger, about how eye contact almost like doesn't exist now. A lot of like teens and stuff don't know how to carry a conversation with an adult. I mean, that's pretty like, that happens a lot, but like even with their peers, if it's not like online or, you know, digitally, like face-to-face, like hanging out, a lot of them can't really carry a conversation well. So it's really interesting. It's going to be interesting to see like what dating becomes like, as you're saying, as, you know, these people get a little bit older and start to, you know, try to find partners. I think honestly, the internet's going to play a big role in people coming together, people meeting and getting married and such.
I see, this is the problem with me, and I just want to go a little serious for a little bit. This is the problem with me, right? People need people, and it's not just like physically being there, but like actually having conversations and being able to express yourself. But I think like teenagers and kids now are getting it. I think it's harder to formulate words unless it's like on tweets or on, you know, Instagram or on social media. But I think that there is this release that someone gets using words from your mouth to another person, you know?
Right.
Because a lot of times context in text or emotions in text or feelings behind in text kind of get lost. Because a text is based on how you read it. You could read something sarcastically, which be sarcastic. You could think of something as a subtweet when it was not meant to be. And I think like face-to-face verbal conversations are very important to express human emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we will see a lot of rise of people having problems or issues with it, with expressing themselves, with like, even for mental health, it's always good to be verbal, you know, about all of these things. And I think it's going to be strange, bizarre, and I think it's also going to be destructive seeing the newer generations not having verbal conversations.
But, you know, I also think that, like, I agree with what you say, but also I think human beings are generally very adaptive. We tend to adapt our environment. We adapt to our environment, and we also adapt our environment to suit our needs. And I think that as we go on, you know, there may be some negative effects from this, but I think it'll start to counterbalance. We'll begin to adapt to it, or we'll begin to change it. One of those two things will happen. So overall, I think we'll figure it out. I think we'll long-term be okay, but we could see, I think where we'll see our most of our issues is where you have Gen Z and younger trying to interact with older adults. I think older adults and Gen Z and younger will have some trouble like communicating and such. Eventually, it's going to balance it out. I think millennials will be able to cover both. We're kind of stuck in the middle there. But it could relay some stuff. But of course, this is just speculation. I'm not a sociologist. I don't understand all of human behavior. But it'll definitely be interesting to see. But yeah, that was pretty fun, Stephanie. That was a good little dive into the world of dating. This kind of crazy, weird, stressful, somewhat awkward, but also fun and exciting time in people's lives. If you're, you know, in the dating scene, man, number one is, man, God be with you, because there's a lot that happens out there. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. So we wish you the best of luck in finding your partner. We wish you all the success in the dating world.
And I also want to put out there that don't put a lot of stress on like finding the one in the first like go or like first date being like, oh, this guy's the one. And I mean, I think that you, once you get to know somebody, you get to know what you like, you don't like, and I will say this, don't go with a ready-made expectation. Like, if this person is these five things, this person is the one. Like, there might be things in a person that you never knew that you would actually come to appreciate.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so keep an open mind, keep an open, you know, opinion when you're meeting new people. And I think that people are amazing. Everyone's so different, and that's why it's so amazing to, like, meet people, talk with people. So give everyone a chance.
You know? And
you may have weird interactions like we read, but I think most of the times you have like you might meet amazing people.
It's probably a mixed bag. People are pretty mixed bag, but I do think expectation is important, like you said. When you go into a first date, you know, maybe don't expect to find out if you should marry this person or not. Maybe use a first date as a means to decide if there should be a second date. You know, maybe that should be the extent of it. Find out if this person matches with you enough for a second date to get to know them better. I think that's a general good rule of thumb. But you do you. Whatever, I mean, you feel, man. Whatever you feel.
But in our case, it wasn't that.
Right. Well, we had already known each other before. We've gotten to know each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I think you do you. It's just advice. If you want to take it, take it. Don't want to take it, pass it along.
Pass it along.
So if you have any crazy, weird first date stories, make sure that you send it to us on Instagram. And we have a new Instagram handle. So yay. Let's go. Yay!
Yeah, you can find us at Adrian and Steph. Adrian and Steph. And that's everywhere. We are Adrian and Steph on Instagram, on TikTok, Twitch, everywhere. So if you search Adrian and Steph on your favorite social media platforms, your podcast platforms, you'll probably find us. So be on the lookout. Follow us if you want. Keep in touch. We are definitely looking at all kinds of really fun, exciting things in the future. So
we post a new episode of our podcast every Tuesday. Make sure that you have your notifications on and make sure that you're following us so that you get notified whenever a new episode goes up. Also, every Sunday America time and every Monday morning India time, we stream on Twitch. Adrian and Steph, we're on Twitch as well. So hop in and we'll have a live discussion. We usually play video games. We talk about stuff. It gets quite rowdy sometimes.
Yep, definitely.
We talk about all sorts of things. So hop on, and if even if you don't like the gameplay, come in for a conversation. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, drop in chat and talk to us. We'd love to have a back and forth, hear what's going on in your life, and maybe share some more fun things that are going on with us from this week. But that's really about all the time we have for this week. So we just want to invite you to, you know, check in. Thank you for listening to Talks. We really enjoy it. We appreciate your time. And thank you for just hanging out with us and hearing what we have to say. But until next week, we'll just leave it right here. So have a great rest of your week, everyone. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.